Martin, the Atlantic Refining Company, and your Atlantic dealer, the man who keeps your car on the go.
Places and do things. What a pleasure your driving can be.
For quality products and top-notch service, your Atlantic dealer is the man to see. Atlantic keeps your car on the go, 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 go. Keep on the go, go, Atlantic.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Bob Delaney, and in just a few moments, we'll be underway with the deciding game of this three-game series between the Washington Senators and the New York Yankees. The Yankees winning the Friday night game, and behind Camilo Pascual, the Senators coming back to win yesterday 4-0, as the Yankees were shut out for the first time this year. This afternoon, it'll be Art Dittmar and Tex Clevenger. Now let's pick up Phil Rizzuto, as the umpires are just now making their appearance.
It all looks like they're all set to get this ball game rolling. And now, if you're all set, the rip.
Now, those lineups.
We'll give you the starting lineup for the New York Yankees. Leading off and playing shortstop, Tony Kubek. Kubek had his 12-game hitting streak stopped yesterday, just one game short of Mickey Mantle's 13-game hitting streak, which leads the Yankees so far this year. Mantle will be in center field and batting second. Out in left field, hitting in the third position, Yogi Berra. Roger Maris will be batting in the cleanup spot and playing right field. Bill Scarron, the Moose, will be at first base, batting fifth. Doing the catching and hitting sixth, Elston Howard. Gil McDougal is the third baseman, batting seventh. Playing second base and hitting eighth is Bobby Richardson. And doing the pitching and batting ninth is Art Dittmar. And there goes Casey Stengel running out of the Yankee dugout. Cookie Lavigetto waiting with the four umpires as they change the lineup cards. And the lineup for the Senators leading off playing second base, Billy Gardner. Kay Thornberry is the right fielder, batting second. In center field, batting third, Bob Allison. Big Jim Lemon will be the left fielder hitting in the cleanup spot. At first base, Julio Becker, batting fifth. Reno Batoya will be hitting in the sixth position and playing third base. Doing the catching and hitting seventh, Earl Batty. Billy Consolo is the shortstop, batting eighth. And doing the pitching and batting ninth, Tex Clevenger. The umpires calling balls and strikes, Nestor Shalak. At first base will be Bill McKinley. Umpiring at second, John Stevens. And over at third, Jim Hunnicek. And walking across the field right now, the batting practice catcher and one of the coaches for the Washington Senators, Clyde McCullough. And Mac has been around baseball for a long, long time. As a matter of fact, McCullough and I played together with Kansas City way back in 1939, and he's still going strong. And there go the Senators out on the field. Still filing in at Griffith Stadium. Senators have been playing real good ball this year. Even in the games which they've been beaten, they've been an exciting ball team to watch. And remember, Harmon Killebrew, their number one slugger, has been out for at least 10 ball games with a pulled hamstring muscle in his leg. And right now, we'll have our national anthem.
Brown, 6 feet 2 inches tall, 180 pounds, from Visalia, California. Clevenger has won one and lost one this year. He won his game in relief, and he lost in his first start of the year to the Detroit Tigers, when with two out in the ninth inning, Rocky Colavito hit a home run for the Tigers and defeated Clevenger in the Senators 1-0. He gave up only five hits, pitching a complete ball game. So the Senators have been getting good pitching. Clevenger came up with the Boston Red Sox in 1954. Came up with the Senators in 1956 after being traded. And in the wintertime, Tex operates his dad's orange ranch near Visalia, California, which keeps him in trim. Leading off for the Yankees is Tony Kubek. Tony, as we told you, had his hitting streak stopped yesterday, so he's trying to start a new one. Kubek batting 291. Six doubles, a triple, two homers, and seven runs batted in. Reno Batoya playing in at third. The sun shining brightly down on Griffith Stadium. This field in A1 condition. Here's the windup in the first pitch of the ball game. Is in there for a called strike. Yesterday, the Yankees unfortunately ran into Camilo Pascual on one of his real good days. And Pascual spun a beautiful four-hitter, shutting out the Yankees and winning 4-0. Here's the windup. It kicks. The pitch is bunted foul at the plate, strike two. Nothing in two on Kubek, who ran all the way down to first base. That'll give us time to read you the scores in yesterday's ball game. Washington defeated the Yankees 4-0. Baltimore over Boston 5-2. Cleveland defeated the White Sox 10-9. And Detroit beat Kansas City 7-6. In the National League, the Phillies defeated Cincinnati 5-2. Pittsburgh over Milwaukee 6-4 in 11 innings. The Cubs shut out the Cardinals 4-0. And the Giants lost to the Dodgers 2-1. Los Angeles 2 and the Giants 1. We'll give you the standings a little later on. Here's the two-strike pitch. Just inside ball one, Batty started to fire that ball down to third. Lemon in left, Allison in center, and Thornberry in right for the Senators, playing Kubek straight away. Clevenger checks the sign from Batty. Here's the windup. The pitch is line to left field. There's a base hit. Jim Lemon up with the ball in the short hop, and Kubek done with a line single to left field. Hit number one off Clevenger, and here comes Mickey Mantle. Mickey, batting 271, has three doubles, two triples, two homers, and eight runs batted in. Frank Grissetti is coaching at third, and Ralph Houck down at first for the Yankees. Now the outfield goes way back. Their backs against the fences in all fields, right, center, and left. Here's the stretch. The pitch is a curve over the outside corner, strike one call. On deck is Yogi Berra. Clevenger into a stretch position. Kubek leading off first. Pitch to Mickey is low as Mantle started to bunt at the ball. Ball one, 1-1. Had a close race in this American League race. Kansas City in last place, just six games out. Washington in seventh place, four games behind. Detroit in sixth place, just 2.5 games out. Three teams, Boston, New York, Baltimore, one game out. Cleveland, a half a game out. Time is called as Mantle steps out of the batter's box. The count, nobody out. Kubek at first. We're in the top of the first inning, no score. Clevenger sets. The pitch is low outside, ball two. 2-1 the count. Clevenger has a real good follow through and comes around in perfect fielding position in case the ball should be hit through the box. the stretches again. Now look at Kubek. The pitch to Mantle is a changeup in the dirt, ball three. The count. Kubek and Mantle both looking down at Crosetti, coaching at third. Good news for the Senator fans. Armin Killebrew may return to the lineup as a pinch hitter. Three and one on Mickey. Clevenger set. There goes, no, he doesn't go. The ball is strike two as Mickey's trying to check his swing. Kubek gave a good bluff at first base as though he were going. And Mickey gave a half swing at the plate as Clevenger fooled him with a curveball. Mick looking for the fastball in three and one. Full count on Mantle. Three and two. Nobody out here in the top of the first. Pitch the middle. There goes Kubek. Foul back on the screen. Still 3-2 on Mickey. The wind is blowing straight out to center field. Be a big factor in today's game if the heavy hitters on both teams. Kubek at first base. Clevenger starts the stretch and steps off the mound. Now he checks the sign again with Earl Batty. Becker is playing in back of Kubek at first. A little bit unusual. And that it looks like Kubek will be going with a 3-2 pitch. Here's the stretch. Kubek, good lead at first. The pitch is ball four. Mantle walks on a 3-2 pitch. As Clevenger tried to change up on him, and the Yankees have run it at first and second. Nobody out in the batter, Yogi Berra. Yogi batting 353 with a double, two homers, and 11 runs batted in. If you were listening to the game on Friday night when they charged Consola with an error on Howard's high pop fly, and Mel and I both said we couldn't understand it, should have been a hit. Well, the official score went down and asked Consola, and he has since changed it to a base hit. So Howard gets credit for a base hit and an RBI. The pitch to Yogi is outside, ball one. Yogi was bluffing a bunt. And now Billy Gardner, the second baseman and captain of the Senators, walks in to say a few words with Clevenger. One ball, no strikes on Yogi. Kubek leads off second, Mantle off first. A stretch in the pitch is fouled back on the screen. Strike one, one and one. Nothing here in the top of the first inning. Nobody out. Yankees have runners at first and second. Count one and one on Yogi. On deck, Roger Maris. Here's the stretch by the right hander. Looks back at Kubek. The pitch to Yogi is high outside. Ball two. Two and one. Clevenger goes to the rosin bag. He's in a jam here, right in the very first inning. One delivery. Pitch is high outside, ball three. Three and one. And a call is going out to the bullpen. Rookie Lavaggetto has not had anybody get up as yet. Somebody started to the phone out in the bullpen and then stopped. Three and one on Yogi. Clevenger on the mound. Took too much time, so Yogi asked the time at the plate. Picks up some dirt. Now he's ready to go. Mantle at first, Kubek at second. 3-1 the count on Barry. Here's a six. Pitch is taken, gets away from Batty, but it's ball four. Yogi started a swing at that pitch. Held up, and the ball rolled away from Batty. The bases now are loaded as a result of Kubek's single and two base on balls. The bases are loaded with nobody out and the batter, Roger Maris. Batting 365. Six doubles, two triples, four homers, and 18 runs batted in. And now we've got some action in the Senator bullpen. Base is loaded with nobody out. All right, here's the windup. The pitch is in there for a call strike. Right-hander is warming up in the bullpen. Pitch is a little bit low. Ball one, 1-1. Kubek at third, Mantle at second, Barrett first. Nobody out. In the top of the first, no score. 1-1 on Merritt. Infield back in double play depth. Consolo. Mantle had gone back to tag up and had a slide in the third base, a single to short center field by Roger Maris. Drives in Kubek, and the Yankees lead 1-0. The bases remain loaded with nobody out, and the batter is Bill Scarron. And the Moose, batting 358, leading the club in RBIs, has a chance to pick up some more. He has eight doubles, five homers, and 22 runs batted in. Mantle at third, dusting himself off. Barrett at second. Maris at first. Pitch to Scarron is fouled off the chest protector of plate umpire, Nestor Shallock. Strike one. It was doubtful. It looked like Allison might have a chance to catch it, so Kubek was tagging up at third. Mantle had gone back to tag up at second. That's the reason only one run scored on the base hit. Bases are still loaded. Pitch is fouled again off Skylight's chest protector. That's two fouls in a row that hit the umpire. Nothing and two to count. Shallock gets hit in the chest protector more than any other umpire, and it could be the style of umpire. Maybe he stands up straighter. He's not rolling with the fouls today. Nothing and two on Scarron. And this is the first batter that Clevenger has been ahead of. He's been behind on the previous four Yankee hitters. Here's the pitch. Strike three. Scarron went after a bad high inside fastball. Big strikeout for Tex Clevenger, and here's Elston Howard. Howard, batting 239, has three doubles, two triples, four homers, and 17 runs batted in. One out now with the bases loaded. Yankees lead 1-0. Clevenger pitch to Howard. Curve, foul back out of play, strike one. Picks up the Rosenberg, rubs up the new ball thrown out to him by the umpire. Senator's infield, talking it up. Victoria at third, Consolo at short, Gardner at second, and Beckcare at first. Here's the windup by Clevenger. Hit high inside. Howard sits down, getting out of the way. 1-1 the count. He's signaling the Mantle that if they throw to pick him off, he should go home. Yogi's sign language. All right, here's the windup. 1-1 pitch, curve, line, it's going to field. Allison digging over. He can't get it, rolling by him, and it looks like all three runs will score. Mantle scores, Barrett scores. Here comes Malice and Howard. Beams in the third with a stand-up triple. As Bob Allison tried to make a shoestring diving catch of a low-line drive, the ball hit off his glove and rolled to the wall. Mantle, Serra, and Maris scored easily. And the Yankees now lead 4-0. With one out and Howard at third base and the batter Gil McDougal. Field now playing in with one out, runner at third. McDougal batting .222, three doubles, a triple, a homer, and six runs batted in. Mr. Gill is inside ball one. Howard hit that ball right on the nose, and it didn't get over 6 feet all the way out. Allison made a good try and dove for the ball at the lost second, just got his glove on the ball, and they kicked by him and rolled to the fence. Mr. Gill, high ball two. 2-0, Cookie Lavagetto flipping his hat up and down on the dugout steps. Standing up now. Clevenger on the verge of being taken out unless he can settle down. 2-0 on McDougal. On deck, Bobby Richardson. Swung his bat back. It hit Earl Batty's glove. McDougal and Shylock talking things over at the plate. And Gill is not happy about it. And evidently that pitch did not count. Clevenger threw the pitch, but Shylock did not call it one way or the other. Balls, no strikes on McDougal. Gill standing now talking with Cookie Lavagetto, who was yelling something up to McDougal from the center of the dugout and back of first base. All right, we're ready to go. McDougal's back in the batter's box. Clevenger on the mound. Howard leading off third with the infield in. One out, four runs in. The Yankees are leading 4-0. The pitch is outside, ball three. Jetto has just given a sign to the bullpen. The 3-0 pitch is swung at and fouled back, strike one. So Gill was given the green light on the 3-0 pitch with a runner in scoring position. Casey Stengel figured I might as well let him swing at this one. Gill had a good cut at it. The 3-1 delivery. Foul back again. Full count on Gale. 3-2. Clevenger checks the sign from Batty. Takes a look at Howard. The windup. The payoff pitch. And it hit Gill, I believe, in the hand. I believe that pitch hit McDougal in the hand. And Clevenger arguing that he thought it hit the bat, but Gill is going to show him his right hand. And McDougal now showing it to Ralph Houck as he walks down the first base line, and Cookie Lavagetto is coming up. And I believe that'll be all for Tex Clevenger, who has had a mighty rough first inning thus far. He has given up three base hits. He's walked two, hit a batsman, Four runs have been scored off him. There are runners at first and third with one out. The batter, Bobby Richardson. And I believe that's all for Clevenger. Yes, we have a pitcher coming in from the bullpen. And Don Lee, who had been warming up, is coming on. So Clevenger pitches just one third of an inning. Three hits, two walks, one strikeout. And so far, four runs have been scored. Off the right hander. Don Lee, the son of Thornton Lee, one-time great left-hand pitcher for the Chicago White Sox, is coming on. Donald Edward Lee, born in Globe, Arizona, back in 1934, 6 feet 4 inches tall, 200 pounds. He was drafted by the Senators from the Milwaukee organization. He was an All-American at the University of Arizona and received a big bonus by the Detroit Tigers on the recommendation of Marv Owen, one-time third baseman for the Tigers. So Clevenger is walking off the mound right in back of Cookie Lavaggetto. Earl Batty out on the mound talking with Don Lee. Lee has won one game in the big leagues and has lost three. That's his lifetime total so far. Last year with Charleston, he won 14 and lost 9. Bobby Richardson talking with Tony Kubek, who led off this inning. And a long top of the first inning it is. Richardson's batting 205, has two doubles, one homer, one run batted in. The Yankees are leading 4-0. And we're still in the top of the first inning with only one man out and runners at first and third. The National League race is red hot for the first two positions, but after that they kind of spread out. The Giants are one full game ahead of the Pirates. Then Milwaukee, 4 behind. Cincinnati, 4.5. The Dodgers, 6.5. The Cubs, 7.5. And the Cardinals, 8. And the Phillies, 8.5. The fourth appearance of the year for Don Lee has no decision. All right, here's the stretch by the big right-hander. The pitch to Richardson is hit on the ground. Base hit, Boston solo into center field. Howard scores. There goes McDougal to third. And Richardson's on with a single. The first pitch off Don Lee. RBI for Richardson, his second of the year. That run scored by Elston Howard is charged to the starting pitcher, Tex Clevenger. McDougal at third is also Clevenger's responsibility, and here's the ninth man in the inning to bat, Art Dittmar. 5-0, the Yankees are leading. Dittmar is 1-for-5, batting 200, has one double, one run batted in. Richardson at first, McDougal at third. Here's a stretch. The pitch is a sidearm curve outside ball one. Well, the Yankees were shut out by Camilo Pascual yesterday. And all those hits they didn't get in yesterday's ball game starting to come out now. Stretch. Runners lead off first and third. There goes the runner, and McDougal is hung up between third and home. And he's tagged out by Victoria. Throw to third, but Richardson is in there. Bobby Richardson came all the way from first to third as McDougal was hung up between home and third. A heads-up play by Earl Batty as he bluffed the throw to second base with Richardson going on the pitch. And then McDougal was a dead duck between third and home, but Gill got in the rundown long enough to allow Richardson to get to third base. So the play goes from 2-5, the third baseman making the putout. That's the second out. Two balls, no strikes on Dittmar. That was the squeeze, actually, but the ball was too far outside. There's a swing and a foul back. Strike one. Two and one to count. A wild and woolly top of the first inning. Richardson is third. Here's the windup by Lee. Tied on. Fastball swung at a missed strike two. Two and two. Richardson got a big lead at third. Here's the windup by Lee. The fastball is high, and he came overhand that time. Full count on Dittmar. Three and two. Pitch to our Dittmar. Wind up. The pitch is hit on the ground right back to the box on one hop. Throw to first in time for the out. And the center of the fans cheer as nine men went to bat in the top of the first inning. And for the Yankees, five big runs on four base hits. No center to errors. One man left. And the score at the end of one half inning of play. The Yankees five and the Senators coming to bat.
When does your car need lubrication? Here's one motorist's frank and unrehearsed opinion. Let's listen in.
Well, how do you know when to lubricate?
Well, I've got a speedometer on that. Tells me the mileage I have.
And you watch it and you keep it?
Every thousand, yes.
Oh, did you ever miss a time?
Yeah.
So what happens when you miss it?
Well, it doesn't seem like it runs so good to me. I don't know. When I don't get a chance.
Really? You're not kidding me
now. I'm not kidding.
Is there anything to do with safety?
Well, I imagine it would help a whole lot. Don't wear your car out so much when you grease it more. The often you grease it, the less wear it you get on it. Personally, I feel better when I get my car greased. It runs better. To me, it does, anyway.
That's the next man on the street that drives the car. He'll tell you the same thing.
Yes, regular lubrication does help your car run better. And for a thorough safety service lubrication plus big bonus values, see your Atlantic dealer. Get a safety service lubrication to keep your car on the go.
This is Art Dittmar. Dittmar has won one and lost none this year. His lifetime record against the Senators, he's won 10 and lost 9. Last year against Washington, he won 4 and lost 1. This is the second start of the year for Dittmar. And he got that win in a relief effort against the Tigers. Gardner, leadoff man and captain, stepping in batting 292. Hits the ground ball, base hit to left field. How do you like that, Billy Gardner? And for Gardner, he has now hit in 12 consecutive ball games. Singles off the first pitch of the ball game, as Art Dittmar figured that Gardner would be taking with his team 5 runs behind. So Billy Gardner has now hit in 12 consecutive games and has connected safely in 21 of the last 22 ball games. Here's Bay Thornberry, batting 263. The pitch is fouled at the plate, strike one. Boy, these Senators are up there cutting and slashing. Thornberry hit a double off Johnny Gabler's leg yesterday, which drove in the first 2 runs of the ball game. Matter of fact, Thornberry's only 2 RBIs of the year so far, but they were big for Camilo Pascual. Gardner leads off first. The stretch. The changeup is low. Ball one, one and one. McDougal is way in at third. Outfield deep on Thornberry. Here's the stretch. The look of the runner at first. Pitch is swung at a miss, strike two. One ball, two strikes. 5-0, the Yankees lead. We're in the bottom of the first inning. Ellis Clary coaching at third. Sam Millie at first. Pitch low inside. Ball two, two and two. Thornberry the batter with Bob Allison on deck. Here's a stretch. Throw to first, but Gardner back. Hit Marchette. Pitch outside, ball three. Full count on Thornberry.
WOKO, Albany. 2 o'clock.
3 balls, 2 strikes. Don't believe Gardner will be going. Thornberry strikes out a lot. Here's a stretch. He doesn't go. The pitch is low, ball four. And so the Senators. Starting out just like the Yankees. Yankees had their leadoff man single, and the next man get a base on balls. And here's Bob Allison. As Kutuba walks over to the mound to talk with Dittmar. And this is a good time to pause for station identification.
1460 on the radio dial. This is WOKO, Albany, New York. Present temperature is 57 degrees at 1 minute after the hour of 2 o'clock.
Pitch to Allison, hit on the ground is short, could be two. Kubek to Richardson for one, back to first, double play. As Bob Allison went after the first pitch and bounced right to Kubek at shortstop. Nice big hop for Tony. And a perfect double play ball. It's two out, moving to third with Billy Gardner. And here's Jim Lemon. Lemon, who leads the American League in homers with 7, has 18 runs batted, and he's batting .216. Also has 2 doubles. Lemon, 6 feet 5 inches tall, 200 pounds. The pitch to Lemon is strike one call, a fastball down the middle. Lemon with a big, wide, flat stance of his. Doesn't have to stride to hit the ball. He is from one end of the batter's box to the other. Fastball hit on the ground at third and pitch foul. Nothing in 2 to count. Five nothing, the Yankees lead. We're in the bottom of the first inning. On deck, Julio Becker. Taking lots of time, checking the sign from Howard. Now he's got it. Wind up. Curve low, ball one. One ball, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Billy Gardner leading off third base. Here's the pitch. Outside, a low ball, 2-2. Yankees have Serra in left, Mandlin center, and Maris in right. McDougal, Kubek, Richardson, Scowen on the infield. Howard catching, Dittmar on the mound. 2-2 on Lemon. Here's a 2-2 delivery. A ground ball hit to the right side, and Scowen flips to Dittmar, and he's out at first. Just did get him. Jim Lemon trying to tell first base umpire Bill McKinley that Dittmar did not touch the bag. He hit it right off the end of his bat. Dittmar almost didn't get to first base on time. So for the Senators in the bottom of the first, no runs, one hit, no Yankee errors, and one man left. Score at the end of one full inning. The Yankees 5 and the Senators nothing. And as we take a look at the scoreboard in the American League, Kansas City is playing at Detroit a doubleheader. They'll start a little later on. Chicago is at Cleveland for 2. And the first game, it's early win against Jim Perry. It's nothing-nothing at the end of 1. Baltimore at Boston for a doubleheader. At the end of an inning and a half, Baltimore leads Boston 1-0. Barber against Castell. Marv Breeding homing in the first with nobody on for the Orioles. In the National League, Pittsburgh and Milwaukee for 2 will start later on. Philadelphia-Cincinnati for a doubleheader. Connolly against Meklisch. St. Louis at Chicago, a doubleheader. Jackson against Drott. And Los Angeles at San Francisco, a single game will start later on. So there's going to be plenty to report as the afternoon wears on with all these doubleheaders. Right now we're ready to go on the top of the second with the top of the Yankee batting order. Kubek, who led off the first inning as the Yankees sent nine men to bat. Tony singled and scored. Don Lee on the mound. The pitch is a curve over, strike one called. For Kubek, that was his 26th base hit of the year. Darren leaves the club with 29 hits. It popped in the air to the right side. Billy Gardner, the second baseman, backing up and makes the catch, backtracking in short right field for the first out of the inning. That'll bring up Mickey Mantle, who walked and scored in the first inning. On deck, Yogi Berra. Nobody on. Don Lee's pitch is a little bit high, ball one. Mickey looking over in the Yankee bench. And now time is called. That's what they wanted. They wanted Mickey to have the umpire take a look at the ball. He does, and Sherlock says it's all right. Keeps it in play. One ball, no strikes on that. Up and the pitch is low inside. Ball two, 2-0. Ready for the 2-0 delivery. It's inside, ball three. Don Lee comes sidearm and overhand, mixes up his pitches. He's behind Mantle right now, 3-0. 3-0 pitch. Strike call. Fast ball right in there. Curve over, strike two, and he pulled the string on that beautifully. Figuring that Mantle was looking for the fastball with a 3-1 count on him. Here's the payoff pitch to Mickey. Fastball outside, ball four. Mantle walks for the second time in the ballgame. That's the first walk given up by Don Lee. Clevenger started the game, only went one-third of an inning, giving up five runs. Yogi Berra, who walked and scored in the first inning. On deck, Roger Maris. Mantle at first has two stolen bases this year. Teixeira is holding him close. Stretch by Lee. Pitch to Yogi. Foul back, strike one. Sun shining brightly here in the nation's capital. Temperature right around 70 degrees. This is the nicest day of the 3 days we've been here. Actually, Friday night we played, and yesterday afternoon and today. One strike on Yogi. Set by Lee. Mantle leading off first. The pitch outside. Ball one, 1-1. One to count, one out. Here's the stretch. Pitch is strike two. Yogi swings and misses a sidearm fastball that just seemed to take off. Reminded me a little bit of Eldon Auker. Used to pitch to the old St. Louis Browns. Could throw right from underneath and look like the ball would be rising all the time. One ball, two strikes. Here's the stretch. Outside, ball two, 2-2. Mantle looks a little anxious over there at first base, as though he might be contemplating a steal or a try of a steal. 2-2 the stretch. Go to first, and Mickey gets back just in time. Good move by Lee out on the mound. That might change Mantle's mind a little bit. Here's the stretch. The pitch, low. Full count on Berra. 3-2. So Lee is worrying about Mantle just as much as Mantle's worrying about Lee's move to first. And we have 3-2 on Berra with one out. The Yankees leading 5-0 in the top of the second. Here's the stretch. There goes Mickey. It's 4-4. Yogi walks for the second time. And with runners at first and second and one out, here is Roger Maris, who singled a short center to drive in the first run of the ball game. For Maris, that was his 19th run batted in on the year. He's 3 behind Skowron, who leads the team with 22. Roger had that booming triple against Camilo Pasquale in yesterday's ball game. One of the four hits Pasquale gave up. High throw at first, Mantle at second. The stretch. The pitch, there goes Mantle. The ball is fouled at the plate. Mickey slides in a third, but the ball was fouled. So they had the double steal on. But Maris fouled the ball. One strike. Consolo gave Mantle a lot of room for Mickey to take a lead. Cookie Lavagetto standing up now on his step, motioning for Consolo to hold Mickey closer, and he does. Here's the stretch. The pitch is fouled back, out of play. Nothing in two. On deck, Bill Skowron. Out in the bleachers, enjoying the sun, getting a little suntan. Here's the stretch by Don Lee. The pitch, a little bit high, ball one. Yankees scored 5 times in the first inning. And that's the score of the ball game. Yankees 5, Senators nothing. Here's a stretch by Lee. The pitch is popped in the air. Billy Consolo, the shortstop, moving back on the edge of the outfield grass, makes the catch as the umpires call the infield fly rule, making Maris an automatic out. That's two away. Here's Bill Skowron. The Moose struck out swinging in the first inning. Two out now. Berra at first, Mantle at second. Don Lee in relief of Tex Clevenger for the Senators. The pitch is inside, ball one. On deck is Elston Howard. And the pitch is in there. Throw to first, and Yogi back just in time. As Batty just flipped that ball to Becker, who was cutting in back of Yogi. But Yogi, quick as a cat, jumped back in ahead of the tag. 1-1 to count on Skowron. Strike two as Moose went after that high fastball again and missed it. 1-2. And that pitch has been giving Skowron trouble in the last 3 or 4 ball games. The high fastball. And yet we've seen Moose hit that same pitch out of the park many times. High 1-2, 2-2. The stretch. The pitch. A little bit inside 2-2. That time Lee came overhand. That kind of a switch in delivery of pitches is tough on a batter. Come underhand, sidearm, overhand. throws the timing off. 2-2 to count. A pop fly to short center field. Allison coming in. Consolo back, and Allison can't get it. Battle scores, and Bell pulls in the third. And Allison, after a long run, couldn't get that ball. It was just within the reach of Billy Consolo, but he had to look out for Bob Allison, who was charging in. So Scarron gets himself a gift double. A little pop fly to short center field. Drives in Mantle. Mantle scores for the second time. And the Yankees now lead 6-0. Barra moves to third, and Scarron moves to second. For the Moose, his ninth double of the year and his 23rd run batted in. For Mantle, he has now scored 23 runs. Here's Elston Howard, who tripled with the bases loaded in the first inning. Ellie has himself 20 runs batted in for the year. Howard runners at second and third. The pitch to Howard. In there for a called strike. Howard gets himself a base hit here. He'll have himself a pretty good week's work done for RBIs. Give him 5 on the day. We're only in the second inning. That's if he gets the hit. Pitch is hit on the ground to the right side. Gardner up with it. Over to Betcare for the out. So for the Yankees in the top of the second, they come up with one run on one hit. No Senator errors and two men left. The score at the end of an inning and a half, the Yankees 6 and the Senators nothing.
Say, do you know how many miles your car has covered since its last lubrication? Well, you better check up on this soon. And if it's much over 1,000, well, it's time to stop by your Atlantic dealers for a safety service lubrication. Now with special bonus values. You know, this is a really thorough lubrication of every important engine and chassis point, according to factory specifications for your individual car. But your Atlantic dealer uses more than a lube gun on your car. His safety service lubrication includes many important bonus values, such as checking the battery and cleaning and spraying the battery terminals to prevent corrosion. He also sweeps the floor, cleans the seats and the instrument panel. Why, he even empties the ashtrays. All part of his thorough job. Better stop by your Atlantic dealer soon for a safety service lubrication now with special bonus values.
For the Washington Senators, leading off in the bottom of the second will be Julio Betcher. Yeah, who had himself 3 base hits in yesterday's ball game, is batting .353. 2 doubles, a triple, and 5 runs batted in. Dittmar's first pitch is low ball 1. Jack Kralik, a left-hander, is loosening up in the center of the bullpen. Dittmar's next pitch is top foul, out of play, strike 1-1-1. Here is 6 feet tall, 168 pounds, from Havana, Cuba. One pitch. Curve. It popped in the air to short left field. Yogi Berra digging in under it and makes the catch. One away. Yogi not playing too deep in left field. Made an easy catch of that fly ball. And here's Reno Batoya. Batoya's batting .267, looking for his first extra base hit of the year. He has 6 runs batted in. 5'11½, 185 pounds. Born in Italy, now lives in Canada, Windsor, Ontario. Ground ball hit to the left side. Kubek in fast, up with the throws to first, in time to get Batoya by a step. Reno can move down that line. That's 2 ways. And here's Earl Batty. Batty hitting .258, has a double, 4 homers, and 13 runs batted in. 6-0, the Yankees lead in the bottom of the second. First pitch to Batty is in there for a called strike. Consola on deck. Curve is low, ball one. 1-1. The 1-1 pitch is low outside, ball two, 2-1. Swings into the windup. Pitch is in there for a call. Strike two. 2-2. Ready for the 2-2 delivery. There it is. It's low outside. Ball three. Full count on batting. For the payoff, pitch to batting. Here it is, and it's low ball four. Dittmar gives up his second base on balls of the ball game. Batting at first is Billy Consola. Billy has a double, a triple, two homers, and six runs batted in. And the pitch is high, ball one. Cowan is holding the bag against Batty. Again, the stretch. Pitch is popped in the air. Richardson back makes the catch. Ball was not hit right on the nose. Semi-line drive for the Senators in the bottom of the second. No runs, no hits, no Yankee errors. One man left to score at the end of two full innings. The Yankees six and the Senators nothing.
What's the score on Atlantic Premium Motor Oil? Helps keep engines clean, reduces battery drain, keeps down consumption. Helps you get better gasoline performance, too. Change now to Atlantic Premium Motor Oil.
To Cleveland at the end of an inning and a half, nothing, nothing, win against Perry. They're playing a doubleheader. And another doubleheader, Baltimore at Boston. The Orioles lead 1-0 at the end of two and a half. Barber against Casale, bleeding home in the first for the Birds with nobody on. Internationally, Pittsburgh and Milwaukee, Haddix against Swan in the first of two. The Phillies scored three in the top of the first. Cincinnati batting in their first of two. Conley against McLeish. Johnny Callison homing in the first with one on for the Phillies. And St. Louis failed to score in the top of the first inning against the Cubs. They're playing a doubleheader. Jackson against Jott. The Dodgers at San Francisco. Jott later on. They're playing a single game. Yankees scored five in the first, one in the second. They lead 6-0. In the top of the third, Gil McDougal, who was hit by a pitch ball, will be leading off. Big right-hander on the mound. Pitch to McDougal is low ball one. The 1-0 pitch inside ball two, 2-0. Strike one call. 2-1 the count. On deck is Bobby Richardson. Don Lee's next pitch is a curve over. Strike two call. 2-2 the count. 2-2 pitch. It's fouled back on the screen. Count holds it 2-2. Two strikes, nobody out and nobody on here in the top of the third. The Yanks lead 6-0. They knocked Clevenger out of the box in the first inning. Pitch is hit deep to left field, way back there. Lemon back to the wall and watches it go into the bleachers for a home run. Gil McDougal hits the home run into the left field bleachers. His second home of the year and his seventh run batted in. And the Yankees lead 7-0. That was the third hit off Don Lee. And here's Bobby Richardson, who singled to center field in the first inning to drive in a run. Nobody out. Lee's first pitch is bunted and foul. Strike one. Short center, Allison coming on, and he can't get this one either, and has to play it on a short hop. Boy, Allison's having his troubles out in center field today. Richardson's second consecutive base hit, the fourth off Don Lee, and the seventh in the ball game for the Yankees. And here comes Art Dittmar, who hit back to the box in the first inning. Couldn't reach Maris' single in the first, or Howard's triple in the first, or Richardson's single in this inning, or Starrin's double in the second inning. Here's a stretch. Pitch to Dittmar is hit foul at the plate, strike one. Madison is not a slow man by any means, but he hasn't been able to get the jump on the ball today. Big man, 6 feet, 4 inches tall. Richardson at first with nobody out, the top of the third. Stretch. Pitch is high as Dittmar squared around the bunt. 1-1 to count. The count. Pitch is popped in the air to straightaway center field. Allison under this one and makes the catch. Put away, and the fans applauding, not realizing the tough job that Allison has had on those balls that have been hit to him. They haven't been hit hard. He just couldn't reach them. One away. Tony Kubek, who singled to left and popped to the second baseman. One out, Beck here holding the bag. There's a throw to first, Richardson back. Lee sets. Pitch is over. Strike one call. Richardson leading off first. Pitch is hit on the ground. Right back to the pitcher. The throw to Consolo for one. Back to first. In time, and he almost couldn't get the ball out of his glove. He had trouble getting that ball out of his glove. And that's three out. The Senators forgot that it was three out. They started to throw the ball around the infield. From one to six to three. The pitcher to the shortstop to the first baseman. For the Yankees in the top of the third, one run, two hits. No Senator errors, nobody left. The score at the end of 2.5 innings. The Yankees 7 and the Senators nothing.
Now here's some sound advice from Atlantic about lubrication.
Listen to it again. It's a sound you seldom hear, but one that's mighty important to your car. The sound of a lube gun at work. With every beat, heavy-duty protective grease is fed into vital chassis and engine parts. With so many makes and models of cars today, the trick is to know where all the fittings are. That's why Atlantic dealers from New England to Florida are briefed regularly on the latest lubrication requirements for all cars. And Atlantic Safety Service Lubrication is a thorough lubrication covering all the important parts of your car. And you get special bonus features, too, like spraying battery terminals to prevent corrosion, emptying ashtrays, sweeping upholstery and floor mats, and more, all at no extra cost. See your Atlantic dealer for a real bonus value. Get an Atlantic Safety Service Lubrication.
Don Lady lead off in the bottom of the third inning. The Yankees leading in the ballgame 7-0.
Lee is 1-for-5 as a batter, batting 200. On deck, Billy Gardner. Lee bats him right-handed. Dittmar's first pitch is over for a called strike. Don Lee's dad, Thornton Lee, used to be quite a hitter with the White Sox. Thornton was a southpaw, though. Let's see how big Don does. The pitch. Low ball, 1-1. Stands up there like a pretty good hitter.
You are tuned to 1450 WOKO, Albany, New York. The time is 2:31.
The 1-1 pitch is foul back, strike two. Strike pitch. Curve high. Ball two, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. The wind up, and the pitch is fouled back. Off the screen and back of home plate. Count holds it 2-2. It's popped in the air and back of the plate, but it's going back on top of the roof and out of play. Still 2-2 on Don Lee, leading off here in the bottom of the third. Yankees lead 7-0. Pitch is hit foul along the third baseline. He's having his cut. Bob Shirley is out on the mound throwing for the Yankees. Out in the bullpen, that is. Again, the 2-2 pitch. Strike three, swing in. Gets his first strike out of the ball game. And it brings up Billy Gardner, who has the only base hit against Dittmar. He singled on the first pitch in the bottom of the first inning. First pitch, a little bit low, ball one. Fans are booing one of the special policemen here at the park. One of the kids leaned over the rail to get a foul ball. The pitch is hit down the right field line, curving foul, and out of play in the upper deck. 1-1 the count. That's the rule in most bars. The spectators are not supposed to reach over the railing to get any balls hit. 1-1 pitch. Change up is hit slowly down the third baseline. McDougal's in. Up with it. Over to Scarra, and that's two away. Two out, and here's Faye Thornberry, who walked in the first inning. On deck, Bob Allison. Dittmar on the mound for the Yankees. His first pitch is a changeup, pop foul, back out of play. Strike one. By Dittmar. The pitch is fouled again, out of play and back of the plate. Nothing in two. Yankees have an off day tomorrow and then go out to Cleveland to start the invasion of the West. All four Western clubs they'll meet before returning to the Yankee Stadium. The pitch, a little bit low, ball one. Two and two. Nobody on. 7-0, the Yankees lead, bottom of the third. Here's a 2-2 delivery. Low ball three. Dittmar shaking his head out on the mound. Clearly, it's still loosening up out in the bullpen. Wonder whether something could be bothering Dittmar. They're getting fairly ready just in case, or if that fairly is just loosening up to get a little work with an off day tomorrow. Here's the payoff pitch. It's fouled back. A fastball right down the middle. Dittmar gets the second strikeout for the Senators in the bottom of the third. No runs, no hits, no Yankee errors, nobody left. The score at the end of three full innings, the Yankees 7, the Senators nothing. We pause for station identification. To New York baseball fans, the Yankee Stadium advance ticket office is open right now and will remain open for your ticket shopping convenience until 5 p.m. this afternoon. Plenty of free parking while you purchase a ticket for the all-important homestand, which opens May the 26th. Tickets for all 1960 Yankee home games are available, and that's the Yankee Stadium advance ticket office, open this afternoon until 5 p.m. And when the Yankees come back off this Western swing, which they start Tuesday in Cleveland, they'll open on May 26th, which is Thursday night, with the Baltimore Orioles. And then the Orioles will be in Friday afternoon, May 27th. And this same Washington Ball Club will be at Yankee Stadium for a big holiday weekend series. The season's only Saturday night game at the stadium on Saturday, May 28th, followed by a game on Sunday afternoon, the 29th. And the season's first doubleheader on Memorial Day, Monday, May the 30th. Saturday night will also be the season's only scheduled ladies' night. So let's have a ball of the ball game. All right, here's Mickey Mantle, who's been up twice and walked twice. Scored both times. Yankees lead 7-0, top of the fourth. to Mickey is high outside, ball one. Chicago at Cleveland is nothing at the end of 2.5, and Baltimore leads Boston 1-0 at the end of 3.5. There's a fly ball to deep right field, and it's off the scoreboard. Mantle's around first, leading to second. He's around second, trying for third. The throw comes in. Mantle slides, and he's in there with a triple. Boy, Mantle golfed a low curve ball that just missed being a home run by inches. It hit the scoreboard about 6 inches to the right of a yellow line that runs down the scoreboard and meets at the end of a little fence that surrounds the Washington Senators' bullpen in deep center field. Had it hit the yellow line, or to the left of the yellow line, it would have been an automatic home run. But Mantle triples to deep right center field for the fifth hitter, John Lee. For Mickey, his third triple of the year. And he leads the club in that department. Here's Yogi Berra, who's been up twice, walked twice. Infield playing back. Yogi is hitting the ground with the right side and through a base hit. As Ben Care dove for the ball, couldn't get it. Mantle scores. The Yankees lead 8-0, and they've scored in every inning thus far. Yogi gets his 12th run batted in, and Mantle scores for the third time in the ballgame for the 24th run he scored this year. Roger Maris, who single to center to drive in a run and scored, popped to the shortstop in the second inning. Boy, the Yankees could have used a couple of these hits yesterday, couldn't they? Nobody out there at first. The pitch to Maris is high, ball one. The Phillies lead Cincinnati 4-1 at the end of two in the National League. Cardinals, Cubs, 0-0 at the end of one. That's all the scores to report so far. Pitch to Maris is a strike on the outside corner. Jack Kralik, the left-hander, is up again in the Senator bullpen. Pitch is fouled back in the screen. Two strikes to count on Maris. Pitch is popped in the air and back of the plate. Earl Batty, near the stands, makes the catch. That's one away as Maris fouls out to Batty. Here's Bill Scourin, who struck out and then dropped a little single in short center field. Rather a double, driving in a run. Booth has 9 doubles on the year and 23 runs batted in. One away. Yankees 8 and the Senators nothing. Top of the fourth. Yogi Berra at first base. Pitch to Scourin is popped in the air right alongside of first base. Julio Becker in foul territory makes the catch. That's two away. And the batter will be Elston Howard, who tripled to center field, driving in 3 runs in the first inning, coming around to score, and then bounced to second base. Howard has 20 runs batted in on the year. Pitch is strike one, a swing and a miss. Pitch is up to short center. Allison coming in, and he makes the running catch. Bob Allison caught up with that one for the Yankees. In the top of the fourth, one run, two hits, no Senator errors, one man left. Score at the end of 3.5 innings. The Yankees 8 and the Senators nothing.
Now let's listen to what Atlantic has to say about a really thorough lubrication. Go!
sound of a lubrication gun. And that battery terminal being sprayed against corrosion. Sounds like floor mats and upholstery being swept clean. What's going on? An Atlantic Safety Service lubrication is going on. And most of the sounds you hear are extra services, bonus features from your Atlantic dealer. Like emptying crammed ashtrays, for instance, or lubricating sticky door latches, or checking tires for pressure as well as cuts and bruises. It all starts with a thorough lubrication based on the latest specification for your car. And then keep right on going with extra bonus features. Ask for it by name. Atlantic Safety Service Lubrication.
Fourth inning, Bob Allison, who hit into a double play in the first inning, will be leading off. All right, Allison steps into the batter's box. The Yankees lead 8-0. Bottom of the fourth. On deck, Jim Lennon. Bart Dittmar on the mound for the Yankees. Bob Shirley no longer warming up in the bullpen. Mr. Allison is in there. Strike one call. Up low outside, ball one, 1-1. Here's the 1-1 pitch. It's low outside, ball two. 2-1. Dittmar has been wild low today, and I thought he's been extra wild, but his bad pitches have been low and outside. He's only walked two, given up one hit, and struck out two. Pitch high outside this time. Ball three, 3-1. Pitch Allison. A line drive base hit to right center field. Mantle, who is left, up with the ball, and Allison's on with a line single. That's the second hit off Dittmar. And here's Jim Lennon. Stretch by Dittmar. Hits to Lemon. It's a ground ball in the hole and backhanded but not hauled by Kubek. That'll be a base hit. Kubek almost came up with a sensational play as he got to the ball and might have been able to throw Allison out at second, but the ball squirted out of his glove as he tried to backhand it. An infield single for Lemon. Hit number three off Dittmar. Runners at first and second. Nobody out. And here's Julio Becker, the first baseman, who fly to left field in the second inning. Dan Hitting, first baseman. Swings and fouls it back out of play, strike one. Becker feels left-handed and throws left-handed, and yet played some third base for Louisville in the American Association, which is very unusual. The stretch. Pitch is hit on the ground. Richardson goes to Kubek for one, back to first, double play. Yankees' second double play of the ball game. This one, it looks like the Senators got a chance for a rally. As they had in the first inning, the Yankees come up with a double play. Richardson and Kubek to Skarin. Two outs. Moving to third, Allison. Adrino Batoyo, who bounced to the shortstop. Pitch inside, ball one. 8-0, the Yankees lead. On deck is Earl Batty. Wind up by Dittmar. The 1-0 pitch, curve popped in the air to the right of home plate. Howard chasing it, but that ball's going back. On top of the roof, kicking down in front of the center of the dugout. One and one, the count, two out. Here's the 1-1 delivery. Curve outside, ball two. Back out of play. 2-2 the count. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Allison at third base. Ball three. 3-2 the count. Here's the windup. The payoff pitch is strike three as Batoyo swings and misses. Dittmar's third strikeout of the ball game, and for the Senators, in the bottom of the fourth, no runs on two base hits. No Yankee errors, one man left to score at the end of four full innings. The Yankees 8 and the Senators nothing. Gil McDougal, who was hit by a pitch, ball, and homered, leading off here in the top of the fifth. The pitch to Gil is a curve over, strike one call. Bobby Richardson. Next pitch is a curve low. Ball one, one and one. This is Gil's second home run of the year, by the way. And his seventh run batted in. Pitch is lined to right center field. Allison coming in and makes the running catch. And now Allison starting to get the jump on the ball. Has caught up with the last three fly balls hit to center field. He had trouble in the first two innings. Here's Bobby Richardson, who's 2-for-2. Two singles to center field, one RBI. Yankees scored 5 in the first, 1 in the second, 1 in the third, and 1 in the fourth. Bobby is hitting the ground right at Batoyo on one hop. Over to Beck here, that's two away. Richardson hit that ball hard, but right at the third baseman. And that'll bring up Art Dittmar, who hit to the box and fly to center. Is taken for a strike. Frank Rossetti yelled in to Dittmar to take a pitch. Lee had only thrown three pitches up to that. There's a swing and a miss, strike two. Nothing in two. A two-strike pitch. Strike three call. The first time the Yankees have been set down one 2-3, nothing across, and the first time they failed to score in the game. And the score at the end of four and a half innings, the Yankees 8, the Senators nothing. Second inning, leading off for the Senators. They trail 8-0 in the bottom of the fifth. Pitch is hit on the ground. It's short. Kubek up with it. Throw to first, and it's one away. One down on the first pitch by Dittmeyer here in the bottom of the fifth. Here's Billy Consolo, who lined to Richardson at second base. A left-hander is up in the center of the bullpen. We might have a pinch hitter. Pitch is low, ball one. Next pitch on the outside corner, strike one. Outside ball two. 2-1, standing in fans out driving today and in the vicinity of the stadium. You can drop in. The advanced ticket office is open right now and will be open until 5 o'clock. Pitch is low, ball three. 3-1. Given up by Detmar. So Art has now allowed three hits, has given up three walks, and struck out three. Don Mincher is batting for Don Lee. Mincher, who really was red hot in spring training for the Senators, has been in the slump. He's batting .233, has four doubles, a triple, two homers, and five runs batted in. Takes the pitch over, strike one call. Left-hander who was acquired from the White Sox. Consolo at first with one out. Yankees lead 8-0, bottom of the fifth. Change up inside. Ball one, one and one. Mincher reaches down to pick up some dirt. Pulls that bat right down on the end. Pitch is swung at a net, strike two. Low fastball. Guarding the line at first base, playing in back of the runner. On deck, Billy Gardner. The stretch. Changeup is hit foul down the first base line. Picked up by Sam Milley, the first base coach. strikes and one out. Pittmar stretches. Pitch low. Ball two. Two and two. Is lined right at the second baseman, Richardson to Kubek for one. Back to first, double play. As the Yankees come up with their third double play of the ball game. And for the Senators in the bottom of the fifth, no runs, no hits, no Yankee errors, nobody left. The score at the end of five full innings, the Yankees eight and the Senators nothing. Yankees have had a lot of comment about their new 1960 official Yankee yearbook. It's loaded with family and player pictures and lots of other interesting new features. And it's printed on a fine coated paper. You can order your copies now, as many as you want for the youngsters. Just send 50 cents for each copy to Yankee Yearbook, Bronx Central Post Office, Box 1960, Bronx 51, New York.
You are tuned to 1460 on the radio dial, WOKO, Albany, New York. The time is 3:01.
We have a new pitcher coming on, Jack Kralik. A left-hander who has been loosening up. Sam, while he's coming in from the bullpen, let's take a look at the scoreboard. But before we take a look at the scoreboard, let's pause for station identification.
This is your station for music, news, and sports, WOKO, Albany, number one station for music, more albums played than any other area station.
On the scoreboard, in the American League, Kansas City 1, Tigers nothing. At the end of an inning and a half, Daly against Morsi. Bob Serve home in the second with nobody on. Chicago leads Cleveland 1-0 at the end of 4, win against Perry. Baltimore leads Boston 1-0 at the end of 5.5. Barber against Cassell. Reading Harmon in the first for Baltimore. In the National League, the Pirates scored 4 in the top of the first, Milwaukee's batting. Haddix against Barnes. Skinner Harmon in the first with nobody on. And Dick Stewart in the first with one on. I believe that's Stewart's first home of the year. The Phillies lead Cincinnati 5-1 at the end of 3.5. Conley against McLeish. Callison, Curry, and Neiman have homered for the Phils. Callison's with a man on, and Gonzalez homered for Cincinnati. The St. Louis nothing. The Cubs nothing at the end of 3.5. Jackson against Drop, and Los Angeles at San Francisco. Not started as yet. John Francis Kralik, nicknamed Jack, 6 feet, 275 pounds, from Youngstown, Ohio, attended the University of Michigan. He was up with Washington briefly last year, appeared in 6 games, had no decision. He'll be facing the top of the Yankee batting order, Tony Kubek, Mickey Mantle, and Yogi Berra. Kubek singled, popped to second, and hit into a double play. Pitches a strike as he swings and misses. Kralik has been in 4 ball games so far this year. Pitch is a curve outside. Ball 1-1-1. The 1-1 pitch outside. Ball 2. Two balls, one strike. Left-handed pitch is hit deep to right field, way back in right field. And over the right field fence for a home run for Tony Kubek. And he tagged that fastball. High
high over the high right field wall here at Griffith Stadium. And for Kubek, that's his third home run of the year. His eighth run batted in. Second time Tony has scored today. So Frelick is greeted with a home run, the first man he faces. Here's Mickey Mantle batting right-handed. Mickey walked twice and tripled batting left-handed. He scored all three times. Pitch to Mantle is high outside, ball one. The 1-0 pitch. Curve in there, strike called, 1-1. Side ball two. 2-1. Yankees scored 5 in the first, 1 in the second, third, and fourth. The only inning they didn't score was the fifth, and they scored 1 here in the sixth. The pitch is hopped in the air to right field. Dave Thornberry under it and makes the catch for the first out. Two and lost none this year. All in relief. This is his fifth appearance of the year. Here's Yogi Berra, who walked twice and singled. Yogi has one RBI and scored one. On deck, Roger Maris. Got himself a new bat. I guess he's splitters. Oh, reliable last time up. Yogi swings and misses, strike one. 9-0, the Yankees are leading. They're on the top of the sixth. One strike pitch is hit on the ground to the right side. Beck here backs up. Up with a slip to the pitcher covering for the second out. Two out, and here's Roger Maris. Maris singled, drove in a run and scored a run, popped to short and fouled out to the catcher. Back on the screen, strike one. One strike pitch. Low outside, ball one, 1-1. Nobody on. Kellis, fastball is low inside, ball two. 2-1. Ready for the 2-1 delivery. Here it is, and it's fouled back out of play, 2-2. One time, this was the toughest ballpark to hit home runs in. But then they moved in the left field fence some 15 or 20 feet all the way from the left field foul line out to center field. And since then, it's been much easier to hit one out of this park. Still tough in right field, even though Kubek has hit one out of here. Here's the pitch. High inside, and Maris hits the dirt. Wow, did he go down. 3-2. Make sure that helmet is on good and tight. Full count. Oh.
the payoff pitch. Swings and pops it up to the right side. Julio Becker is in foul territory. And he just makes the catch, and that ball was almost fair, and he just did get it. The wind took the ball. For the Yankees in the top of the sixth, one run, one hit. No Senator errors. Nobody left to score at the end of five and a half innings. The Yankees nine and the Senators nothing. Sixth inning with the Yankees leading 9-0. Billy Gardner, who is 1-for-2, single to left and bounced to third, will be leading off. Pitch to Gardner is a strike call. Dittmar sends over a sidearm curveball. Up is high. Ball one, one on one. 1-1 pitch is hit high in the air to left field. Yogi Berra moving over. Mantle moving over, and Mantle makes the catch. And the reason Mickey came over to make the catch is that the sun is shining right at Berra, and coming over on a slant, Mantle can see the fly balls much easier than Yogi. Got the crowd a little bit excited as they almost collided, but at the last second, Yogi veered sharply to his left, and Mantle made the play. One out, here's Faye Thornberry, who walked and was called out on strike. Pitch to Thornberry is low, ball one. As he swings and misses. The 1-1 pitch. Strike two. Went after a bad low fastball. Didn't get it. Strike. Pitch high outside, ball two. 2-2. Dittmar has given up just three hits to the Senators. One in the first and two in the fourth. Three Yankee double plays have helped him out of jam. There's a pitch low. Full count now on Faye Thornberry. With one out, nobody on, and the Yankees leading 9-0 in the bottom of the sixth. The payoff pitch is lying to right field, a base hit. Picked up by Roger Maris. That's the fourth hit off Dittmar. And here's Bob Allison, who hit into a double play and single to center. Call on the outside corner. Stoneberry at first base with one out. Pittmore stretches. Pitch is swung at a miss, strike two, and Allison swung so hard he went down on one knee. Picked a lot of dirt on the plate, has to be brushed off by Nestor Shallock. Jim Lemon on deck. Pitch, curve outside, ball one. Outside. Howard throws to first, but Stoneberry back. 2-2 on Allison. The pitch is popped in the air to short right there. Roger Maris moving in and makes the catch. Two away, and here's Jim Lemon. Lemon bounced out to first base and beat out an infield single. 9-0 Yankees lead. We're in the bottom of the sixth. Is hit high in the air to left center. Mantle going back near the fence, under it now, and makes the catch a couple of feet away from the left center field wall. For the Senators in the bottom of the sixth, no runs on one hit, no Yankee errors, and one man left. And the score at the end of six full innings, the Yankees have 9 runs on 10 hits, no errors, and 4 men left. And the Senators have no runs on 4 hits, no errors, and 4 men left. Quick look at the scoreboard in the American League. Kansas City 1, the Tigers nothing at the end of 3. Third homage, White Sox 1, Cleveland nothing at the end of 4.5. Win against Perry. And Baltimore 1, Boston nothing at the end of 5.5. Breeding homage. The National League, Pittsburgh 4, Milwaukee nothing at the end of 2. Skinner and Stewart homage. The Phillies 5, Cincinnati 1 at the end of 4. Callison, Curry, and Neiman homage for the Phillies. Gonzalez for Cincinnati. And the Cardinals lead the Cubs 2-0 at the end of 4.5. Boyer hit his 7th home of the year in the 5th with 1 on. Los Angeles and San Francisco has not started. We're going into the 7th inning of this ball game with the Yankees leading 9-0. And Mel Allen will be coming over to the radio side right after a pause for station identification.
June to 1460 on the radio dial, WOKO, Albany, New York, your station for music, news, and sports. 18 minutes past 3.
First half of the 7th inning. And it's Bill Scarron at bat with Howard McDougal to follow. Johnny Kralik doing the pitching. And Moose hits a drive to right field. Bay Stoneberry moves under it and makes the catch. Garin struck out, doubled to center, and fouled the first previously. 9-0 New York in the 7th inning. Elston Howard, who's had 1-for-3, triple to left center, grounded to second, fly to center, 3 runs batted in. Those triple came with the bases loaded in the first inning. Outfield around toward left. Lead pitcher Johnny Kralik delivers. It's over for a strike. Clevinger, Lee, and Kralik have been the center to pitchers. delivery to Elston is low for a ball. One and one. One ball, one strike. Left-hander into the windup. In comes the pitch. Howard swings and lifts it foul off first. Becker chasing it, and he makes the catch. Howard fouls off to Becker. Two down now, and the batter is Gil McDougal, who was hit by a pitch ball, hit a home run, and lined to center. Tuners in. The Yankees got five runs in the first inning, and then one each in the second, third, fourth, and sixth. Felix delivery over for a called strike. Nothing in one to count on McDougal. The pitch swung on, hit foul behind third base. Two strikes on the Yankee third baseman, Robbie Richardson on deck. The two-strike pitch, outside, one and two. Johnny Felix went to University of Michigan, as did Reno Batoya at third. In comes the pitch, and it's high, fastball, 2-2. Coates and Mars are loosening up. Getting a little target practice. The 2-2 pitch to Gill. Swung on and missed. Strike three. That retires the side. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. At the end of 6.5 innings of play, New York, 9. Washington, nothing. If you want a beer that's truly light, smooth and delicious as can be, just pour yourself a tall, foaming glass full of the crisp refresher, Valentine beer. Valentine beer is truly light, but there's more to it than that. Valentine adds something to its lightness, and I mean flavor. Valentine beer is a light beer with true lager flavor. That means it's as light as you like it, but it still delivers all the downright delicious lager beer flavor you want. And that's what makes it the crisp refresher. So hope you'll treat yourself to some smooth, delicious Valentine, the largest selling beer in the East, from Maine to Florida. In the last half of the seventh inning, Julio Becker, Reno Batoya, and Earl Batty will be the first three men up. The Yankee Stadium advance sale ticket window is open this afternoon until 5 o'clock for your shopping convenience. It's open 7 days a week when the Yankees are home or away. Plenty of parking space. Free, of course, for you to utilize just across the street from the ticket office at the stadium when the Yankees are away. Here's the pitch to Becker. It's in there for a strike as we play in the last of the seventh. One strike. Dittmar's changeup is outside for a ball. One and one. Next pitch is high for a ball. Two and one. is hit foul down the left field line, out of play. A 2-2 count. Jim Cott, who pitched against the Yankees in the first game of the series, is getting a target practice in the center to bullpen. Next pitch to Becker is high. Full count now, 3-2. The payoff pitch on its way. Swung on and foul back. I just leaned back to stretch and looked up at the little slanting roof over us, and somebody wrote up there, "Smile, Lou." I don't know who Lou is, but the suggestion is always a good one. Payoff pitch is swung on, grounded to Scarron. Backhanded as the ball twisted on him. Throws to Dittmar, who covered. Becker retired. Scarron to Dittmar. Now Reno Pretoria. Grounded to short, struck out. Born in Italy, lives in Windsor, Canada, went to Michigan, University of Michigan, and also Assumption College in Ontario. Right-hand batter. The delivery swung on and fouled back. Pretoria is playing in place of the injured Harmon Killebrew. He got a full ham muscle. He deprives the Senators of the consistent long ball threat, but gives them better defense. The pitch is low outside for a ball, 1-1. Strike. Dittmar's delivery swung on, grounded foul down to Ellis Clary. Third base coach flips it to McDougal. He relays it on to Dittmar. Packing up already, Pappy. The Yankees are scheduled to catch the 6 o'clock train to arrive in New York 9:55. For the benefit of the folks who are going to meet the players, their wives and families. Next pitch is low, 2-2. The Yankees will leave tomorrow evening for Cleveland, where they play on Tuesday night. Two-two pitch is swung on and missed, strike three. Two down. And Earl Batty coming up. Dittmar's pitch is outside to Earl Batty, who walked and grounded to short. Of those little mics, are they? Here's the pitch to Batty. Swung on. There's a drive, and it's going to go all the way to left center. Going, going, gone. He really caught hold of that one. Earl Batty drives one deep into the left center field stand for the Senators' first run of the game. Foiling Dittmar's bid for a shutout. It's Batty's fifth homer and 14 runs driven in. He really tagged that one on about 390 to 400 feet. Billy Consolo up. Takes the strike. Line to second and walk. Dittmar's delivery in there for a strike. Curveball. Last of the seventh. If Consolo gets on, we may have a pinch hitter for Crayley. The pitch is swung on and fouled to the left of the plate, reaching for the curve, trying to pull it. Next delivery, swung on, fouled to the left of the plate again. That remains two strikes. lined up, and the pitch is low outside, 1-2. Consolo swings and bounces to McDougal, who loses it, picks it up, throws to first base, and throws the ball away. It bounces into the stand, and Consolo automatically is waved to second base. Well, we'll check to see how the official scorer rules it, whether it's a base hit and an error. An error all the way. Or two errors, one allowing him to reach first base, and the second one allowing him to reach second. Could be scored either of those ways. Just one error all the way. Bobby's figured on the basis of a good throw getting the runner, even though he bobbled the ball originally. Left-hand hitter. The pitch is high, ball one. Billy Consolo, safe on an error. Adjudged the throwing error all the way by McDougal. Dobeck swings and misses, strike one. Batting 218. Started out hitting very well and went into a slump. Dittmar's pitch changeup is high. 2-1 the count. Consolo moves off second. The pitch to Dobeck. Swung on and missed. Strike two. 2-2. Billy Gardner on deck. Now the delivery. Swung on, foul back. Count remains 2-2. Strikes, two outs, one in the seventh. Next pitch, swung on, there's a fly ball into left. Vera, waiting for it, makes the catch, and the side is retired. One run, one hit, one error, and one left on. Earl Batty's homer, giving the Senators their first run. At the end of seven innings, the Yankees lead 9-1. The Yankees 9 runs, 10 hits, one error, four left on. Washington, one run, five hits, no errors, and five men left on base.
You are tuned to 1460 on the radio dial, WOKO, Albany, New York, 27 minutes before 4.
16,637. While we await the arrival of a new Senator pitcher. Why don't you light up a Winston along with us? Winston is American. John Fraley came on in the sixth inning. Mincher having batted for Lee in the fifth. Lee having replaced Clevenger. Kralik worked two innings, gave up one hit, a home run to Kubek. Didn't walk anybody, struck out one, allowed one run. Bill Fisher is the new Washington pitcher. Coming on in the eighth. While he's warming
coming up, a quick look at the Winston scoreboard. Kansas City leading Detroit 1-0, end of 4.5 innings. Chicago 1, Cleveland 0 at the end of 6. Baltimore 2, Boston 1 at the end of 7. All doubleheaders. And in the National League, Pittsburgh 4, Milwaukee 1 at the end of 3 innings. Philadelphia 7, Cincinnati 1 at the end of 5 innings. St. Louis 2, Chicago 0 at the end of 5 innings. All doubleheaders. Los Angeles at San Francisco. A single game playing at San Francisco. And, of course, we'll start later this afternoon.
Bill Fisher, who worked against the Yankees on Friday, an inning in the third, allowing 3 hits and 2 runs, appears for the 5th time, all in relief, and either won or lost. Nine-year-old right-hander, 6 feet, 190 pounds, delivers to Bobby Richardson inside. Ball one. Richardson singled twice to center and grounded to third. Nine to one, New York, eighth inning. The right-hander throws. Richardson swings and misses. A 1-1 count. The next pitch swung on and fouled back up onto the screen. One ball, two strikes. Now the delivery. Swung on, bounced overhead of the pitch out to short, booted by Consolo, the throw to first, too late. Solo went over to his left and bobbled the ball. His recovery was rapid and his throw too, but it was not in time. It's an error charged to Consolo. And here's our Dittmar. Going in Victoria and back there. Russ Kimmerer is loosing up, as is Jim Cott, both possibly for a future start. Certainly Cott, who worked as a starter on Friday night. The pitch is bunted at and missed. A 1-1 count. One strike. Bill Fisher's delivery swung on, hit to the box. Fisher throws to Consolo for one, on to Becker, double play. Two down now, and the batter is Tony Kubek. He's single to the left, top to second. Hit to the box into a double play and then hit a homer over the right field fence. Nine to one, New York in the eighth inning. The pitch to Tony's in there for a strike. Fred Kipp throwing a few now in the Yankee bullpen, and Bobby Chance gets up to loosen up. Now the delivery in there, fastball, strike two. Very often men get up in the bullpen to throw without regard to the game going on. That is to say, the little significance as regard to the game going on. They're warming up for future. There's the drive hit to deep center. Allison going back and one hands the ball. Backhands it as the ball sailed on him. He made a tremendous catch.
No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. He drifted back, got under the ball nicely, but the ball sailed to his right, and he had to suddenly twist his body and make a backhand catch of the ball. At the end of 7.5 innings, the score remains New York 9 and Washington 1. What we were about to say, very frequently, you see pitchers get up and throw in order to keep the control sharp, keep the arm loosened up. Got to keep on the ball. It's like Valentine, man. They're always on the ball. They give you lightness and flavor. And the beer must have both those things to really refresh. And that's where the crisp, fresher Valentine beer comes in. It proves to more people every day that a beer can be light and still give you all the honest to goodness lager beer flavor you want. Valentine's the light beer with true lager flavor. That satisfying combination of lightness and flavor makes Valentine the crisp refresher. So if lightness alone won't do for you, if you want a beer with flavor too, try Valentine, the crisp refresher, the largest selling beer in the East, from Maine to Florida. In the last half of the eighth inning, Ken Hadley goes in at first base in place of Bill Scowen. Top of the order for Washington, Billy Gardner takes outside for a ball. One ball, no strike. Gardner, swing of the left, round to the third, fly to left center. He hits a little dribbler down toward Hadley. He's up with it, flips to Dittmar in time. One away, and now here is Clay Thronberry. Took a third strike and singled to right. Dittmar's pitch is in there for a strike. Nothing in one. Next delivery is low, ball one. One and one. One pitch. Stoneberry swings and fouls it back off the chest protector of plate umpire Nestor Shylock. One ball, two strikes. Dittmar to the windup, and the pitch, the changeup, is cut on and fouled back to the screen. Got up under the ball. One and two the count. And the delivery. Swung on, little tap. Dittmar after it. He can't get it. Richardson tries, throws to first in time on a good play. Bobby made a fine play on. Came all the way in on the grass. Very close to first. Crossing over to retire Thronberry. Now here is Bob Allison. Grounded to short into a double play. Single to center and fly to right. The pitch is swung on and foul tip for a strike. One in favor of New York. It's the last half of the eighth inning. And Jim Lemon to follow. Dittmar's pitch is a little bit outside. A 1-1 count. the deep short, Kubek throws on over to Hadley in time. And Allison is retired. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. And at the end of eight innings of play, the Yankees lead by a score of 9-1, nine runs, 10 hits, one error, four left on. Washington, one run, five hits, no errors, and five men left on base. Looking at the Winston scoreboard in the American League, Kansas City won, Detroit nothing. At the end of five and a half innings, Bailey and Mossy, the pitchers, serve homeward in the second. Chicago 2, Cleveland nothing. At the end of six and a half innings, Wynn and Perry. Baltimore 2, Boston 1. At the end of seven innings, Barber for Baltimore. Casale for Boston, Borland and Sturdivant in the eighth, which indicates the Orioles may have a rally in the making or may have already rallied. All doubleheaders everywhere else in the American League. In the National League, Pittsburgh 4, Milwaukee 1, end of four innings, Haddix and Spahn. Skinner and Stewart homering. Stewart with one on. Crandall homered in the third for Milwaukee. Philadelphia 9, Cincinnati 1, end of six innings, Conley for the Phils, McLeish for Cincinnati, Osteen and Boston in the fifth and sixth. Home runs, Callison one on, Curry and Neiman all for Philadelphia, Gonzalez for Cincinnati. St. Louis 2, Chicago nothing, end of five innings, Jackson for the Cards, Drott for the Cubs, Anderson and Elston relief in the sixth. Boyer homered in the seventh with one on for the Cards. All doubleheaders except one game, Los Angeles, San Francisco, a later start. Now to the ninth inning. Bill Fisher pitching to Mickey Mantle. Swings and fouls it off. Strike one. Mantle walked twice, tripled, and flied to right. One for two, scored three runs. Bear on deck and Maris to follow. The right-hander delivers. Mantle takes the strike. Side to punt. Held up. One and one. Check that. Two strikes. Here's the delivery. High outside. One and two. Wind up, delivers, and Mantle takes high for ball two. 2-2. Our next game will be on Tuesday night in Cleveland. Our airtime, 7:55. The 2-2 delivery. Swung on and missed. Strike three. One away in the ninth. Yogi Berra, who walked twice, single to right, and grounded to first. Yogi is low for a ball. One ball, no strike. Fisher backs off the rubber. Yogi steps out of the batter's box. Barra back in now. Bill Fisher, fourth Washington pitcher, delivers, and Yogi takes a little outside. Two balls, no strikes. Two nothing count. And the pitch to Yogi is outside for ball three. Three balls, no strike. Yogi takes the strike. Three and one now to count. Bill Fisher into the windup. In comes the pitch. Yogi takes outside for ball four. Marking the third time he has walked in the game. Yankees have had five walks, Mantle two of them, and Barry three of them. Clevenger walked two, and Lee two. Roger Maris singled to center, popped to short, foul to the catcher, and foul to the first baseman. One run batted in, one for four. Bill Fisher delivers, and Maris takes outside, ball one. Loosening up in the center of the bullpen. Buren and James for New York. Fisher's pitch, third ball over, strike one, one and one. One ball, one strike. Check Yogi. Here's the pitch to Maris. Swung on, hit foul. Look out in the stand. One ball and two strikes. Into second. Yogi stops at third. The double for Maris into left field. Maris doubles to the opposite field, sending Barrow to third. And here's Kent Hadley coming up for the first time. He replaced Gowan in the field in the last of the eighth. Kent Hadley has had two for six. For a ball. There is a possibility for the benefit of the players' families and the writers' families who may meet them that should the game end in time, the club will try to have their cars connected to the 5 o'clock train and be in at Penn Station at 8:55. The pitch to Hadley is low. Two balls, no strikes. Imagine that if the game were over by quarter after four, they'd make it much later. I doubt if they'd be able to. The 2-0 delivery. Swung on and fouled back, 2-1. Sort of an in-between situation here where we can't know definitely. One pitch, up high, ball three, 3-1. Barrow leads off third, Maris off second, 9-1 New York, ninth inning. Bill Fisher, the right-hander. delivers, and Hadley swings and sends a little roller down the first baseline. Fisher up with it, throws to first, and the ball stops. Bear, of course, scores. Maris moved on to third. It is 10-1. As a slow roller down the line, Fisher had to field it. And an error is charged to Becker. There will be a run batted in, however, for Hadley. Since there were less than two out at the time, and runner on third is scored anyway. Maris on third, Hadley on first, and Elston Howard is up. Takes the curve for a strike. Howard tripled to left center with the bases loaded, grounded to second, fly to center, and fouled out to first. The delivery to Howard swung on and fouled off to the left of the plate. Strike two, nothing in two. In the first inning, and one run in each of the second, third, fourth, sixth, and so far ninth inning. Maris on third, Hadley on first, one away. The pitch to Howard, swung on, there's a liner into left center. Allison racing over and makes the catch. Maris tags up, goes on in to score as Hadley beats the retreat to first base. Elston Howard is credited with a sacrifice fly on a line drive to deep left center. His fourth run batted in. 21 the season. Two behind Scowen. 11-1 New York. And here's Gil McDougal. Hit by a pitch ball, hit a home run, lined to center, and struck out. 1-for-3. Fisher's pitch to Gil is low outside. Ball one. Pitch to Gill. Swung on, there's a liner in the center, and Bob Allison makes the catch. McDougal lines out to Allison. Side's retired. Two runs, one hit, one error, and one left on. One run unearned. At the end of 8.5 innings, the Yankees 11, Washington 1. There's always the lighter side of sports, as most of you know. Here's a real bumper crop of Daffy situation. Item. After a Michigan hunter failed to hit the first six birds his dog pointed to, the dog sort of got disgusted, and he went loping off and returned himself with a live grouse in his mouth. Item. A fellow in England was refused membership to a golf club, so rather than fight the powers that be, he bought the place outright. And lastly, a convicted pickpocket was arrested for not wearing boxing gloves to a major league ballpark. That's true. Seems after his last arrest, or the previous one, the judge, trying to cut down on his pocket-picking activities, paroled him on the condition he wear boxing gloves at public events. Much protested our nimble-fingered friend at his latest arrest. With boxing gloves on, I can't eat popcorn. Some wacky situations crop up, even in sports. But you know, on the lighter side of beer, I'm pleased to talk about the crisp, refresher Ballantine beer. Ballantine proves the beer can be truly light and still give you all the honest, the goodness, lager beer flavor you want. That's what makes Ballantine the largest selling beer in the East, all the way from Maine to Florida. Now the last half of the ninth inning. Jim Lemon, hitting fourth in the order, leads off. Becker and Betroya to follow. 11-1 New York. Art Dittmar's pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike one. Curveball. grounded to first, singled to short, and flied to center. Dittmar's next pitch, curve outside, and the count's 1-1. Outfield, way around to the left. The 1-1 pitch. Curve swung on and fouled back out of play. A 1-2 count. Jim Lemon. And Dittmar into the windup. Here's the pitch, and it's low outside, ball three. Trying to get him chased with that pitch. Full count.
1460 on the radio dial. This is WOKO, Albany, New York.
Lemon digs in. Dittmar ready to work. Swings to the windup. Around comes the right arm. The payoff pitch. Swung on. There's a drive to deep left field. That ball is going, it is gone. A home run for Jim Lemon. Opening up the last of the night. Lemon, routing his eighth home run of the year. Number eight, two in this series. He hit 30 last year. And it is now 11-2. Batty homered in the seventh, and Lemon here in the ninth. Becker up. He swings and rams the grounder to second. Richardson up with it. Throws to Hadley. Becker is retired. One away. Reno Batoya grounded to short. Struck out twice. Out over second. Richardson goes out on the grass and makes the catch with a soft liner for the second out. And now up comes Errol Batty. Walks, grounded to short, and homers. And there is a good possibility the Yankees may catch the 5 o'clock train and get into Penn Station at 8:55. Mars' pitch is high for ball. The 1-0 pitch. Swung on, foul back out of play. Batty swings and grounds it to McDougal. He grabs it, throws on over to Hadley. The ball game is over. And the Yankees win it 11-2. One run, one hit, no errors, and no one left on. Ninth inning total. Art Dittmar going the distance for the first time this year. And as we check the totals, why don't you check your crystal pressure? Valentine Beer, the light beer with true lager flavor, the largest selling beer in the East. Yankees, 11 runs, 11 hits, one error, and 5 men left on. The Senators, 2 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors, and 5 men left on base. Dittmar all the way. He walked. Let me double check now. He walked three men, and he struck out four. Gave up homers to Batty and Zalemin. Dittmar wins his second game. He has not lost any. And Tex Clevenger is the loser. Pitched the third of an inning, gave up three hits and five runs in the first inning. Lee in relief worked four and two-thirds innings, allowed six hits and three runs. Kralik worked two innings, allowed one hit and one run. And Fisher pitched two innings, gave up one hit and two runs. One of them unearned.